The gap between the Newstart unemployment benefit and the aged pension will widen even further this month when the government adjusts all income support payments. It coincides with a Senate inquiry into the adequacy of the Newstart allowance, which at $245 a week is more than $130 below the pension. The peak welfare group ACOS is spearheading a campaign joined by some business groups to increase the benefit by at least $50. ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie has been incensed by reports that job seekers with children could be earning up to $300 a week more than working parents on the minimum wage. She's told our political editor Alison Carabine that the government's very own submission to the parliamentary inquiry was misleading.
It's quite clear that people who are living on the Newstart allowance are seriously behind when it comes to adequate income, particularly compared to people who are on the federal minimum wage. There are comparisons that are being made at the moment in the media about this, and they are misrepresenting the situation. We're very concerned about this. We do know that for people who are on the Newstart allowance, you sometimes are eligible for supplements, but these are to cover very real costs. They're typically not enough to cover, for example, your rent. And so you really are struggling, and all the evidence before us says that you are living well below the poverty line, and it simply misrepresents the situation to suggest that you're living comfortably.
The misconception emanates from the government's own submission to the Senate inquiry into the adequacy of the Newstart allowance. Do you believe that that submission was deliberately misleading?
We are concerned that the way the graphs have been presented, it suggests that a single parent living on the Newstart allowance with two children in private rental has the same level of income as somebody who is on the federal minimum wage. As I say, that's simply not the case. Like for like, somebody on the federal minimum wage would also be entitled to a number of supplements that would put them well and truly ahead of a family living on the Newstart allowance. All of the charitable organisations that work day-to-day with people who are struggling to make ends meet will tell you that people living on the Newstart allowance are finding it really hard to pay power bills, to keep a roof over their head, to pay for food. And we do need to be honest about the situation and then discuss what we can do about it.
The government is resisting the clamour for a higher Newstart. It argues that to pay the unemployed more would act as a disincentive for recipients to go out and look for a job. Could it have a point there?
The suggestion that to increase the Newstart allowance, which hasn't been increased in real terms for over two decades, mind you, would be a disincentive to people getting paid work is simply contrary to all of the evidence. The Henry Tax Panel, the OECD, business groups all recognise, as well as us, that the payment is now so low that it operates as a real barrier to people who are trying to get paid work. You simply do not have enough to meet your essential needs and to pay for public transport and to take you out of financial crisis so that you are able to concentrate on what you need to do to be applying for those jobs.
But Cassandra Goldie, Newstart is by its nature a temporary payment to see job seekers through until they can find new employment. More than 70% of people receiving the benefit are moved off within a year.
But at any given time, about 60% of people have been living on that payment for over 1 year. There have been some important changes made to social security rules. So increasingly, we've got people who, for example, have a disability who are living on the Newstart allowance. We're having more and more sole parents being moved onto that payment. And with the unemployment situation as it is, people now who are living on the Newstart allowance, many face real complex barriers to being able to get paid work. So we need to accept that for a significant number of people, over 60%, they will be living on that payment for at least a year, and it is simply not enough to ensure that people can meet their basic needs and also be out looking for paid work.
Much is made of the fact that people on Newstart live on just $35 a day, but don't they also have access to a range of other benefits such as child support, rental assistance, healthcare concession cards, education and training supplements? Isn't that $35 a day figure misleading?
Absolutely not. the $35 a day is the base rate that you receive. Then, for example, if you are renting, and that is the vast majority of people, then yes, you are entitled to rental assistance, but that's only $60 a week. And of course, we know that that's going to go nowhere near to meet the costs of your actual rental costs. So you're actually already behind again when it comes to being able to meet your basic needs. Yes, family assistance comes into play if you've got children, but at $110 a week per child, any parent would know that that is barely enough to make sure that your children have what they need. The Smith family and others released a report a couple of weeks ago talking about exactly this kind of family, the experience of children who simply do not have enough, the shame that's associated with that. The OECD last year said that 2/3 of children in these kinds of families are living well below the poverty line. We need to be accepting that that is the situation right now and be determined to make sure that we lift those income support payments so those children are lifted out of poverty.
And later this year we'll receive the Senate inquiry into Newstart. Would you like to see this report dispel the notion that there are people such as aged pensioners and the disabled who are deserving of proper income support and others such as the unemployed not so much?
This is a very important inquiry and we are urging all parliamentarians to take very careful note of it because it's asking one of the most important questions as a country is, are we prepared to make sure that the people who are most vulnerable in our community are at least living with a level of dignity? Yes, we absolutely welcome the increase in the age pension several years ago, $32 a week. It was well and truly overdue, but it left behind sole parents and people living on the Newstart allowance. And it is time for the government to act on the recommendation of the OECD and the Henry Tax Panel, which said at least a minimum of $50 a week increase to the base rate, and then to make sure that it's indexed in the same way as the pensions so that it's linked to wages and doesn't continue to fall behind.
And that's ACOS CEO Dr. Cassandra Goldie speaking with Alison Carabine in Canberra.